This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Security preparations are underway in Washington, D.C. ahead of the electoral vote count, 4 years since a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. President Biden, meanwhile, is set to visit New Orleans in the wake of last week's deadly truck attack on Bourbon Street. ABC's Trevor Ault has the latest on the FBI's investigation.
The FBI unveiling a detailed timeline of the New Year's attack in New Orleans.
We have a clearer picture today than we did even 2 days ago.
They say the suspect, 42-year-old Army veteran Shamsu Din Jabbar, drove to Louisiana from Texas, arriving in the city around 10 p.m. New Year's Eve, just after midnight at 12:15. Investigators say he set a fire inside a house he rented in the city and headed for the French Quarter.
The Netflix movie Emilia Perez was the big winner at the Golden Globes, taking home 4 awards, including Best Musical or Comedy. The Brutalist won Best Drama. This is ABC News. Funeral ceremonies continue for the late President Jimmy Carter. ABC's Rena Roy reports from Atlanta.
Former President Jimmy Carter now lying in repose at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta. Hundreds lined the route on Saturday as his funeral procession traveled from Plains to Atlanta. On Tuesday, the former president will travel to Washington. There will be a service at the U.S. Capitol that afternoon. The late president will then lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. On Thursday morning, dignitaries will gather at Washington's National Cathedral for Carter's state funeral. Carter will then return home to Plains, Georgia for a private family service. Rena Roy, ABC News, Atlanta.
New York City has enacted a new toll, the first of its kind in the country. Congestion pricing charges drivers $9 to drive into the busiest part of Manhattan. Advocates say it will cut down on traffic and bolster public transit. Detractors say it amounts to an unfair tax on out-of-state commuters. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a great hour of programming coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's kick the hour off with a double dip of some good old rock and roll. The Koch Marshall Trio. The song is called The Reaper. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
gonna buy a new car. But the price ain't right. It'd be a damn sight cheaper. Start riding a bike. They're making milk out of powder. Got the babies crying. Rent's going up higher. Got the parents lying. Well, it's a real mother for you. Makes you all wrong for good. That it's a real motherfucker, yeah. Gonna go to a disco, dance your troubles away. Dance to the that the DJ plays. And when the lights come on, like you knew they would, go home and face the music that don't sound too good. Lord, it's a real mother for you. Couple. And if you look, you will discover that it's a real motherfucker, yeah.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the Kosh Marshall Trio, a double dip of them. That was a real mother for you. The Ripper before that. I love the name of that song.
And it fits. I mean, it is right. A jammer.
Absolutely. You can see
two great songs in a row.
The Trio. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday, January 12th. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr and Rob Roberts.
It goes so fast, Jimmy.
It does. Hey, speaking of fast, coming up at 9 o'clock, you're filling in for After Hours.
Yes, Max extended hours of After Hours.
What do you got coming up, brother?
You know, in hour number one, we're going to do a little Valentine's Day tribute, right? A couple shows that you can go see on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
You know, Jimmy's, they have a show out there. Panachromatic Steel is with them. So we're going to be playing a couple tunes from that. Also, in hour number two, it's all about Ice Dance, Chicken Wire Empire, People Brothers Band. They're up in Appleton, the 30th through the 1st. Of February. I can't believe we're talking about February.
February, right.
Hopefully winter goes fast that way.
I know, right? And then hour number three, Bluegrass Fest is at the Sylvie this year. So we'll be playing a bunch of tunes that you can see there. Mm-hmm. And it's very twangy, that last hour. Pertnier Sandstone, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. That's in hour number three of the After Hour show.
The Wisconsin Fest that are happening that the Majestic puts on every year in January. I always look forward to them. Mm-hmm. Good lineups. There's the Punk Fest. There's the Funk Fest.
Yes.
There's the Metal Fest as well.
Oh, they do have the Metal Fest.
Yep. That's at the High Noon Saloon. I know the Faith Hills FIs are playing in that just off the top of my head. So it's pretty cool. You can get all the information about that at majesticmadison.com, I believe is their address. Next week here on Max Inc. Radio, first of all, next week is the Civic Media Holiday Party here in Madison. I hear there might be an open bar.
Oh, no.
I just made that up, by the way.
Okay, because I was going to say, I haven't heard that.
He's hoping
I'm
going to
start the rumor
bar.
Now that you said it.
Yeah, start the rumor. Open bar. Thanks, Sage. Yeah,
if Max Inc. starts to slur, you'll know it was an open bar.
Anyway, I'll be in studio. I think I'm flying solo next week.
You poor thing.
We got, that's okay. I'm going to be well fed because we got Matt from Doughboys coming in.
Oh,
Doughboys
fun.
Madison. We're going to talk about pizza and his awesome menu that
you
he's really built up there.
You have bragged that up so much.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So Doughboys Pizza, North Sherman Avenue here in Madison. Also, a brand new band out of it's Fort Atkinson, but I always want to say Fort Ass-Kicking. Wisconsin,
if I could. Hyphenated.
Yeah. They're called Take Back the Sun. They're young. They're like high school kids, and they're rocking.
Do they do Rockonson? Or not yet, maybe?
I don't think they did. I have to ask them that. I'm not sure.
Or maybe they should this year.
Maybe they should,
okay. We're on to something.
We'll put the bug in there. Speaking of Rockonson, Dennis just emailed me this week, and that's gearing up for the 2025 season. If you're a garage band, what is the ages, Terry? From
high school.
High school.
Yeah. I think you can be in eighth grade, but then through senior year and possibly like right at graduation.
You could play Summerfest, the biggest gig around. You could play Summerfest, and that would be really cool.
Yes.
So that's coming up next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Terry, I believe you're going to have an interview with somebody. We're not going to tell you about that because it's so special.
So thank you. Because I'm working on it.
It's a secret.
Yes, thank you. I will go with that.
And, of course, if you want to send us music, you can do that right now, music@civicmedia.us. You know what I'm really excited about? It's Mama season.
Yes, here in Madison.
The Madison Area Music Association. Registration and nomination is open right now for the 2025 season. Mm. The deadline is January 31st, so we got a little bit of time. But not a lot of time,
It goes by so fast.
So if you're a fan of the local music scene here in Madison, and if you got a favorite artist that you really like or a favorite song, if you think someone is the best drummer in Madison, nominate them right now.
Do it right now.
At themamas.org. If you're in a band, There's no shame in nominating yourself.
Absolutely not.
You can do that. It's actually
and you might
encouraged.
Be the best out there, so why not?
Why not?
You might be the best.
There's so many categories that you can find the perfect category where you fit in.
And all the voting raises money for the kids.
Exactly.
Well, that's the best thing
win-win.
About it, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they raise money to put musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Yep.
You know, it's all about supporting music education in the public schools, the private schools. You know, if a kid needs a violin, maybe somebody wants a guitar. Mm-hmm. The mamas are going to work to get that instrument for that kid so the kid can further their career in music. It's
they
really
have
cool.
had some great donations lately, some folks that were willing and ready to let some guitars go. Also, they got an entire sound system for a middle school.
Yeah, that's
which
amazing.
Which is incredible. Because what do you do if you don't have that? Now you've got these showcase choirs and things that need that.
Yeah.
So it's great to see that it's working.
Plus, there's the off charity Mama Cares.
Yes.
Yep.
Robert J. has organized a show. We'll tell you about that later in the month here. But basically, Mama Cares takes or tries to pay musicians and artists from Madison money to cover out-of-pocket medical expenses that have come up. It's such a great thing. And, of course, the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Program, which helps further education and higher education for somebody in college or trade school or whatever the case is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know what? The mamas need your money. Michael told us earlier with Joey Song, to be frank, the mamas need your money. So you can make a tax-deductible donation. Mm-hmm. Check it with your accountant, your tax professional. But I think that if you make a donation tonight, it would be tax-deductible for your 2024 taxes, I think. Yeah. I'm not a tax man. Terry's looking at me like you're crazy.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I think you had to make the donation by the end of the year prior.
Doesn't matter. You can take it off
still,
your 25.
Yes, exactly.
And I have to say, when I moved to Madison and I was like, Mamas, and there's this guy named Jimmy K, and he's like, hey, can you help me out with this thing? It's called the Mamas. And, you got me tickets, and I sat in the audience, and I went, what is this?
Yeah.
Holy cow. All the shows from Mama Cares or the Mama shows or the pre-shows or the – it's just amazing. All the artists that come together in Madison, and it's a huge community, and it's raising money to feed the music community in the next generations. And I was just blown away by the production.
My goal would be to get more and I don't mean to say this in the wrong way, but regular people – that maybe don't know as much about the music scene as we hopefully do, but other people that are just kind of diving in and thinking, this sounds really cool, and I might get to meet some of the musicians and take in all that music.
Yeah.
So that's one of my goals, I think, is to just to really try to invite more people. Yeah. Come with us. Come join us.
Yeah, it's a great time.
It
absolutely.
Is.
And especially if you're a metal band, punk band, you should definitely get involved with the Mamas, too, because there's categories for you.
Absolutely.
And we would love to bring in. Make a donation. Get registered right now. You can go to themamas.org. Themamas.org. All right. Like I said, this band is going to be in studio with me for an interview next week. They're from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. They are called Take Back the Sun. Here's their latest song, Ubiquity. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. next song is called Ubiquity. Let's take back the sun out of Fort Atkinson. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. They'll be on the studio with me next week. Looking forward to meeting them. We're going to talk with Rocker. And we're also going to talk with Kevin Wilmot from the Gamma Ray in just a couple of minutes. Right now is Cat in a Hurricane.
Now, you've had the time. Did you make some time to finally talk to someone?
Such a fun song. Cat in the Hurricane. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's their latest song, Therapy.
So good.
So Cat and Benjamin, they're going to be playing at the Beer Rock on Madison's north side on Friday the 17th. Just the two of them, kind of, an acoustic. I'm sure they're going to play some Cat and Hurricane songs. And I think Cat has some, songs that she saves just for when she's dual with Benjamin or whatever like that. So, Cat in a Hurricane at Beer Rock on the 17th.
And I bet they jam out a little bit, too.
They jam out.
I hope you're all so having a great evening. Jimmy K, Terry Barr, Rob Roberts. We're going to, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to use the last half hour of our show here to have a chat with Rocker to see how he's doing. And he's also going to tell a story. And kind of a special guest to join with Rocker on the phone, Kevin Wilmot from the Gamma Ray here in Madison is also going to join us on air. So that's just coming up in a couple of minutes. There was something else that I wanted to mention, but I don't know what that is. So we're just going to skip it.
Okay.
I do want to go over something I failed to do. I forgot to do sponsors last hour. And we got a bunch of great sponsors here at Max Inc. Radio supporting the local music in the Madison area and around the state of Wisconsin, especially the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Thanks to Carbon 4 Brewing here in Madison. They're on the east side. They got the tap room. They got great creations. Of course, they got great beer. You can stop by and see them today or check out their happenings at carbon4.com. Doughboys Pizza. If you want a pizza pie in Madison, a good Chicago-style pizza on the north side. Doughboys Pizza is where you want to go. They deliver to the Madison's east side, downtown, and, of course, the north side. You can call them right now, 608-467-3017. And, of course, my good friends over at Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Now, three Madison locations. You can go to University Avenue, Gammon Road, or Winnebago Street. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
8:33 in Madison, Wisconsin, and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great night. Don't forget you can join us, text us, make a request, do whatever you want. 844-967-2789.
Well, there's a flare.
Call or text us from the Civic Media app. That's the best way to do that. And let's say hello to our next guest of the evening, the guest of honor, actually.
Yes, no kidding.
On the phone with us right now from the north side of Madison, it is Rocker.
Rocker, good
evening, my friend.
What's happening, guys? It is so great to hear your voices.
Oh, Rocker, I miss you.
And I love that he started with a laugh. That just made me feel better right away. Honey, how are you? We miss you.
Oh, well, you know, I'm definitely...
Oh, no.
I was afraid of that. I was trying to conference Kevin in here, and I guess I didn't do it right. So hopefully Rocker will call us right back here.
Okay, Rocker, call back.
God. Hang up on Rocker. That's perfect.
Is Kevin still there?
Kevin is with us, though. Okay. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, hey. How's it going?
Well, apparently we forgot to how to...
I was ready to hear from.
Well, we are so happy to talk to you. Oh, happy New Year to you.
I need Rocker there to help. What a holiday Christmas, you know, surprise and wonder that we still have Rocker here after, you know, what a miracle moment that happened on the stage at the Gamma Ray. It still is it's something you'll always kind of process. You know, it was a real human moment, you know, where we all had to come together and do everything we could. You know, it was I wasn't gonna go down not fighting to keep Rocker here for Madison and for the whole world. You know?
Oh. So it's, that is amazing.
He did the real work, though, y'all. He fought his butt off to be here with us today, and it's I'm just so glad that I can be on a call with all of you. Well, celebrating, you know, Rocker being here in 2025.
Kevin, we're going to try to conference Rocker in here. Hopefully, I don't hang up on you. If I do, please call us back, okay? And let's see here. I think we have success. Rocker, you're with us now, aren't you?
I am. What's happening, guys?
Jimmy, it's okay. There's so many buttons over there. I always get scared.
Yeah, that's why I don't go and push those buttons. Rocker, okay, tell us how you are. Everybody, I think, is caught up that they know you are now home, which is, wow, that's fast. But how are you feeling?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had the CPR and the Lucas machine, which is this, look it up, Lucas machine, and you'll know exactly how my ribs feel.
Oh.
So that thing, you know, ends up breaking a couple of your ribs while it's, you know, pumping your heart. And, my heart stopped on stage. And luckily, you know, to tell you the truth, it was good that it happened in such a public arena because, I mean, everybody's there kind of watching you. And the moment that you fell down, people were jumping into, you know, help mode. And my son ran up and did some. And now this is only things I've heard because I really have no memory of the actual event. But, you know, and Kevin and another nurse and, you know, the paramedics were there in minutes. And so, you know, spent a week in the hospital kind of learning what happened, learning what's going to happen. And what my recovery is going to be. And right now, I guess it looks pretty good. I feel pretty good. And, you know, I'm on a regimen of, you know, exercising and low sodium. I can only have a little bit of salt. You guys watch out for salt.
Yeah.
So, for the most part, I feel pretty good. And I'm really glad to be here. And I can't thank Kevin enough for, you know, all the work that they did helping out, running around and jumping into action. And, I mean, it's the reason I'm here today.
Ugh. Kevin, if you are still with us, Kevin Wilmot, owner of the Gamma Ray in Madison, have you ever had to, like, prepare or do something in this manner? I know you had mentioned you are trained in CPR, but, woof, this was really something.
Yeah, you know, I've worked in Madison music venues for over 12 years now, and you definitely are around medical emergencies, you know, sadly, you know, quite often in the industry, you know, but I've never really had to step in that serious of a situation. It was as real as it gets, you know, like Rocker said, it was, you know, it's really, you know, I had someone that, you know, said something to me and it really resonated with me. They were like, think about how, like, everything in the universe connected to Rocker being at the Gamma Ray Bar and you being able to be there to help with all of his family there. It was like everything led to that moment, Rocker, and it's a miracle that you're here, brother. And it was, like you said, it was really kind of, you know, a good thing that it was in such a public place and we could really jump into action. And, you know, it's in those moments I'm very proud to become a leader, and I've taken over those moments, you know, at the Sylvie and at the Majestic and at the High Noon Saloon, you know, but never for someone, you know, as iconic and as, you know, he's a friend, you know, he was playing my venue at a holiday show, you know, so it was for me, it was just the seriousness of it being Rocker and being just a powerful moment with everyone being so connected to the spirit there. And it was just like, it was truly a miracle, and it's something I'll always carry with myself in a really beautiful way. You know, it was very powerful.
I've seen some of your recent Facebook posts, and I know Rocker has been talking a little bit about stepping up and doing something more. And I know this involves, the defibrillators or, you know, those kinds of things. And would people be surprised to know how expensive these are and that many venues don't have it?
It's a real thing. You know, I'm trained on a defibrillator as well. You know, it's been on the list of things that I need to get at the venue, but as an independent young space, it sadly isn't, you know, something you can really afford.
Thousands
of
dollars.
Thousands of dollars. Not just that the batteries are thousands of dollars and the chargers are thousands of dollars. The whole thing carries a lot of cost, you know, and so.
And you have to take care of them.
That said, though, you know, it definitely was a moment in my head where I was like, if I had a defibrillator, you know, and it's, you know, it's, you're like, with that said, though, it's just, you know, you just jump into action even deeper and you go, hey, next time I'm not going to let that happen. And I think that's kind of the beautiful course that we're trying to build here now. You know, mm-hmm. It's such a powerful moment, and it's a miracle that we can talk about how we can make venues, you know, and bars, I think, just in general, mm-hmm. in downtown or in Madison, more safe. You know, I think it's a real thing, and, you know, it definitely has inspired me to think about so many different ways that we can connect and teach about how to act in these moments.
Yeah, no kidding. I haven't had CPR since I was in high school.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's something you have to do every once in a while to get recertified or something mm-hmm. like that. Where, Kevin, what made you, how long ago have you been trained in CPR, and what made you want to get trained in CPR?
Yeah, I was, you know, when I was the manager of the bar at the Sylvie in the Majestic at FPC, Live Nation, I got trained there as a CPR defibrillator manager so that I could be on site and be able to, like, you know, assist with any of those types of situations. But honestly, as the bar manager, typically I, you know, find a medical emergency, I bring in, you know, the security team, and they kind of take over from there. And so it's definitely different in independent spaces. You know, I think it's a different conversation when you look at how the independent venues work in the world versus, you know, someone as a conglomerate like Live Nation is, you know. So I think it's really kind of a cool moment where we can look at how can we support, you know, these more mom and pop independent venues to learn some of these things that, you know, Live Nation and FCC does do a good job of training on and facilitating those things in their bigger spaces.
Rocker, back to you then. I know this is something that's been on your mind too since you are learning. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you've been thinking about.
Well, it's ironic that Kevin, or maybe not ironic, but Kevin and I are just traveling down the same thought path, which is these independent venues across the state. You know, how many of them actually have units, or how many of them are actually trained, and, you know, what could we do? And so while I was literally conscious during the surgery and, you know, all you have to do is think, I thought, why not use some of my connections, the people that I know? Mm-hmm. So I reached out from my hospital bed from UW Hospital to Roy Elkins over at the Mamas, and he's also with the Whammies.
Yep.
And so I'm going to try to use this kind of as a platform to do exactly what Kevin was just saying, which is, you know, raise awareness, raise funds, and start making a database of who has fibrillators and CPR training, who doesn't, and then those who don't, you know, try and come up with funding to start putting this around. I'm sure it'll take a long time. But, you know, I think it's a good story. I think it's a good cause. I think it's for fans and musicians alike, and let's face it, we're all getting a little older as musicians and fans. And so, you know, I think it's a really important thing that bars have these facilities, live music venues specifically, I guess. And so, you know, I mean, nothing has happened. We're just like in a kind of a idea thought stage. I'd love to, you know, sit down with anyone and talk about it and kind of come up with a platform. You know, this is my Joey song moment. So, you know, this is something that I think that I could push for. I think I have a great story. I don't think anybody else is going to be like, hey, my name is Rocker, and I died on stage. And this is why you need, you know.
Is that a radio tag right there, Rocker?
Or
what? Oh, no. That is a radio tag. So, I mean, and because of great people and their training and their speed and that I'm still here, you know? Yeah. So I'm super grateful to everyone.
Every second matters in those moments, you know, every second matters. And it's the more that you're trained and the more that you're prepared, it's a real thing, you know, it's a beautiful testament that you're here with us, Rocker, that we, you know, your son and everyone connected. I was like, who is this person that knows how to respond to all the commands? I was like, oh, it's Rocker's son. It was like, we all really took the moment and attacked, and that's what you have to do when someone's life is on the line, you know. And the more that you're prepared, and
yeah,
because, you know, you everybody has a moment of shock, right? Even I did, you know, and then you, and you just realize that no one else is here to do anything and you just go into it. You have to go into go mode and you make it happen, you know. And, you know, I don't know if you all know about the National Independent Venue Association. They're the ones that created, you know, the Save the Stage Act over COVID and created all the funding for the independent venues to be able to stay sustainable. And honestly, a lot of them were able to make improvements on their venues because they were shut down, et cetera, right? So, but they, I was thinking about reaching out to them as well because the Gamma Rays joined Geneva. I just got the Rigby to join. Barrymore is a part of it. Baroque and Edward Music Hall will be a part of it as well. And they're actually doing their convention in Milwaukee in June. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to build a deeper relationship with them as well. And they have their own Neva Cares program. And I bet we could maybe combine all of our forces and try to really connect and find a way to attack this thing in a real way. And I have a dream of maybe even offering the Gamma Ray Bar, you know, once a month where we can bring different bars or spaces in and do the trainings in the space. And we can, you know, have that be a free hub or a space so you can always have access to that type of training as well. I think, you know, because like you said, it's not just music venues, but bars and the whole downtown. And, it's, you know, it's really a human thing. We're all organ donors, but most of us, we all are very empathetic and very, you know, connected to helping. But this is something that most of us aren't really ready to do until you're really put in that position. So I think it's important to really try to rise up in this moment and say, hey, Rocker's still here. Let's, like you said, this is... I think that's the best tag I've heard in a long time, Mark. My name's Rocker, and I died on stage, you know?
You know, it's very rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, very much.
There was another...
rock and roll.
There was a couple other things that Rocker said. First of all, this one here... It made me cry, but it made me laugh at the same time. It was a couple days after the incident. Rocker was in the hospital, and Rocker sent a message into the Max Inc. group chat that we all use for Plenty of Max Inc. Radio. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "I'm alive."
And that was it.
I'm alive.
The other thing, Rocker, that
oh my gosh,
Rocker, the other thing that you said to me that really hit home, and I think is true, but you said the local music scene saved your life. And that's special. That's very powerful.
You know, there's a lot of people to credit. The music scene was incredible. You know, my son, my wife, the paramedics in UW Hospital all added up to this giant, you know, saving my life and got me to health. But, you know, one of the greatest things that really blew me away was, you know, yeah, I mean, this happened in public, so it wasn't something I could really be private about. It's out there. So I thought, well, you know, why not? So I put, hey, I'm alive and I'm home. Mm-hmm. I put a couple messages on Facebook and Instagram, and the amount of love and outpouring of positivity and, you know, just some great things that were said. Brad Van of Droids Attack wrote a great piece because I've supported his music and loved him since he was like 17, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was really great to see that kind of outpouring from that, which I think really, you know, it helps a lot. You know, when you are like, wow, you know, did this happen in a vacuum? And no, it didn't. Mm-mm. I mean, just literally thousands of people now have contacted me to talk about this. So It's a humbling experience. It's a very thankful experience, and you know, I got some things in front of me to conquer. But honestly, with the help and the positivity of my family and the music scene and the fans that are out there, you know, I'm on the mend.
And
so great.
We look forward to you getting strong, Rocker. We appreciate your time tonight. We love you, man, and get back here soon. Kevin, we love you too, man.
Kevin.
So good to hear your voice, Rocker, and to hear from you and Jimmy and Terry and everyone. It's, like you said, you know, this is just the beginning. It's just, you know, a beautiful start of a story that we can really change a lot of lives with, I think.
And we are here for all of it. Let us know how we can help.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Awesome.
Well, Kevin, have a great
love
night.
Love you both.
Thank you, Rocker. Love you. We'll talk to you soon, my brother.
Good night.
All right. What's up, y'all?
All right. Wow.
That was
crazy.
Amazing.
All right. We're out of here. Rob Roberts, he's sticking around. He has a double dip of the Jimmys coming up. Right now, Clyde Stubblefield and the parties in the kitchen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. As President Biden gets ready to visit New Orleans in the wake of that deadly truck attack on New Year's Day, authorities there are out with some new details about the explosives found on Bourbon Street, which the FBI believes were put there by the driver of that truck.
According to the FBI, there were many things that could have made this even more disastrous, including the fact that one of those IEDs in a cooler that he placed at an intersection, a bystander unknowingly grabbed that cooler and moved it a block. They also say that this suspect had a remote detonator with him in the truck. They believe he tried to detonate it and failed, they say, because he's unfamiliar with explosives. But they also say it was still possible that they could have gone off and likely would have had the suspect not been killed in the shootout with law enforcement.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from New Orleans. Three-hour epic The Brutalist takes home the award for Best Drama at the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez won the Best Musical or Comedy category. This is ABC News. The motorcade carrying the flag-draped casket